This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. In a Christian magazine, I saw this prayer called A Morning Prayer for Help. Well, dear God, so far today, I've done okay. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. But Lord, in a few minutes, I'm going to get out of bed, and from then on, I'm going to need all the help I can get. Talking today again about being in a time of crisis. There's no time we need the presence of God more than when we're facing a crisis. Have you ever been through a crisis experience or seen it for yourself? We can't handle these sort of things on our own, and we can't face them on our own. And most importantly, we can't get through them on our own. Good news today is that our God is omnipresent. Omnipresent, that's a big word. It means that God is always there. He's everywhere. For example, in Psalm 139, this prayer, "Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not night to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." That's Psalm 139. So really, what it says to me is that wherever you go, or what trouble you might find yourself in, God will always be there. And when a crisis comes into our lives, what often happens, we feel disconnected from other people. We feel there's no one that really understands what I'm going through. And we could even feel that everybody's so preoccupied with their own life, they don't care. There's no one to talk to, no one to share the pain, that this disconnection happens. And that's a terrible thing. If we're not careful, we can also feel disconnected from God in a time of crisis, feeling isolated and alone. And we say to ourselves, well, God doesn't care. I mean, who does want to care about me? I want to suggest today that what you should do is pray. It's not a waste of time to pray. Three ministers were talking about prayer, about the general effectiveness of prayer and how they should pray. And as they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on the phone system in the background. He wasn't connected with them. He was just doing a job. But he happened to hear what they were saying. And one of the ministers shared that he felt the key was in the hands. When he prayed, he always held his hands together and pointed them upward in a form of symbolic worship. The second minister said that real prayer was on your knees. "Get on your knees," he said. And the third guy said, "No, look, you've got it wrong. The only position worth its salt is to pray while you're stretched out flat on your face, on the ground, praying." Well, the man fixing the phones, he couldn't stay out of the conversation. He interjected. He said, "I found the most powerful prayer I ever made was while I was dangling upside down by my heels from a power pole suspended 40 feet above the ground." Well, I think that kind of brought their conversation down to a level that everyone understood. Well, Hudson Taylor, founder of the China Inland Mission, used to have in his home a plaque with two Hebrew words written on it. The words were Ebenezer and Yahweh Jireh. And the first word, Ebenezer, that means, "Hitherto has the Lord helped us." And Yahweh Jireh means, "The Lord will see to it, the Lord will provide." So one looked back, "The Lord has helped us," whereas the other one looked forward. So in a crisis, we need to remember this, that God is faithful in the past, and he is in the present, and he will be in the future. Do you remember Charlie Brown of the cartoon fame? Charlie Brown once said, "It always looks darkest just before it gets totally black." Things don't always go as planned, of course, and the truth is, no one sails through life without storms. And a military chaplain I heard of had a sign on the door, "If you have troubles, come and tell me about them. If you don't, come in anyway and tell me how you do it." Yes, God can help us through our time of trouble. Heavenly Father, we know that in a crisis, it is a turning point, but Lord, you are right there in the middle. May we turn to you in that time for faith and help us through. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.